You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. It's Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Here for the next 2 hours, Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, Aaron Hawksworth. Football Fridays, always fun. We promise some. And also coming up in about 20 minutes from right now, we'll check in with Odyssey Fantasy Football insider Josh Norris. He will drop by and can't get to wait to hear some of his takes on player props that we will be taking a look at betting on coming up this weekend, week two of the National Football League season. Insider calls presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us all make better bets through real proven analytics. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Five more games to hit on over the next 15 minutes. But Aaron, what story do you have that you want to hit on?
It's time for Aaron Hawksworth to take us off the board on BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
So Tom Brady and Gronk have a show on the Bucks website called Tommy and Gronky. And if you haven't checked it out, it's pretty fun. So they take mailbag questions. They're sitting in these lawn chairs with these cool sunglasses. I almost wondered if they had a couple drinks. It's pretty loose. So Brady was asked on the show if he would play until he's 50.
What'd he say?
Or not.
What'd he say, Aaron?
I thought there was a couple minutes of really good sound there, but so basically he said, I know that was, sorry guys, awkward radio silence there. But so Gronk's asking him the question, and of course he's like, yes, but he said, you know, I'm in Florida, so I could totally see myself playing till I'm 50 because then I can just, you know, cruise right into like a retirement community here in the Florida area. And then he was like, but what about Giselle? What would she say about it? And then they all start laughing and he's like, of course, she wouldn't want that. And then he's just like, I'm kidding, honey. I know you'll let me do whatever I want as long as I'm happy. So that's how it ended. And we had a really good sound of it. So
I mean, it's been a bad week.
Probably not that great.
For Jake Hassan, your version, you did a nice job improvising there. It didn't fire on the board. We've all been there. He's getting hit by cars. The Illini are going to lose tonight. The board isn't working correctly.
I pulled Joe a hamstring G was at kickball yesterday, too.
You pulled a hamstring at kickball. Yeah, I saw you post your stats. You're 2-for-4. Is that good in kickball? Like, I assume everybody's supposed to get a hit.
I have no idea what's good or not in kickball.
Oh, first time?
You should probably.
But as a non-athletic human who gets hit by cars, yeah, I'm rolling with it. I'm taking it as a win.
All right, Jake, I don't know what your plans are, but you might just want to stay in the house. Things are not working that great for you this week.
Aaron, and watch Aaron, I'm built different. I'm built different. I can't just stay and hide in the
house. Oh, yeah. Two-time COVID champ. You're right.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, I'm just nervous. I don't want you to test out this whole nine lives thing anymore. It's been a rough week for you. We need you back on the show next week.
Yeah, we'll I'm just probably gonna stay off the streets. You know, I'm gonna look both ways twice this week. Probably.
There we go.
It's a good. I like it. Well, all right. So last week, Tom Brady really didn't show any signs of regression. I didn't think he looked really good. He's fully healthy now, and I can definitely see him playing six more years. He wants to play till he's 50. He's what, 44 now? And I agree with him. Why not just go right from the gridiron straight into a retirement home? Sounds like a solid plan. Now, Joe O, Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan says past losses to Tom Brady have no bearing on this week. Get it? Okay. He says, listen to this. Matt Ryan has played six games in his career against teams quarterbacked by Tom Brady, and Ryan's Falcons are 0-for-6 in those games. So Joe O, the Falcons, plus 12.5 point dogs on the road. Are there any chances that this changes on Sunday?
Well, everyone is far down on the Falcons after that debut with their new head coach as you could possibly be. And Matt Ryan looked every bit of his age. And it's completely fair to say, what were they doing? Fourth overall pick, it looks like you had a number of options that could be franchise quarterbacks, and you decided to go with the tight end. I never thought about it this way, but there is so much pressure on Kyle Pitts. Like, every evaluator, this guy's built differently. There won't be a wait. He's going to come in and make immediate impact out of the tight end position or however they use him in Arthur Smith's offense. But he's got a lot of pressure on him. Matt Ryan, he's looked like he turned the clock back. Now they were a mess. Joe G watched every snap of that game. 99 penalty yards for the Falcons against the Eagles. They didn't have much of a shot. The offensive guru in Arthur Smith, his team has 4.1 yards per play, second worst in the league. So that quickly has to turn around. I don't know. I don't really want to face Tom Brady with a little extra rest going on the road to Tampa Bay. But it feels like you can't be higher than everybody is on the Bucs, and you can't be lower than everyone is on the Falcons right now, which makes me wonder, do we have some opportunity with the number of 12 and a half?
I think we do. So, and the Bucs were sloppy in week one. Let's not forget that they won and Dak's comeback, but they turned the ball over a lot. They didn't look like they had things buttoned up there in week one. So I think there's a little overreaction here with this. Now, I don't think the Falcons are going to go in there and win. And you're right, Joe, the pressure on Pitts. I thought it wasn't almost talked about enough what the Falcons did. The draft night was not decision night for them. They changed Matt Ryan's contract around. They locked themselves into two more years. They can't cut Matt Ryan. They can't trade Matt Ryan. So when they didn't take Justin Fields, I wasn't surprised. I was like, they can't play another quarterback. They're locked into this guy. But yeah. I will.
You can't worry about that. You can't.
Well, but if you're at $45 million for a quarterback, you're locked in.
What's the difference? Are you winning?
No, but you're just gonna. What are you gonna do with the money? Right.
Yeah,
I just feel like
I don't care if he plays or not. I don't care. I want a quarterback.
Yeah. Well, they have one. He's old, and I don't know if they can protect him enough. Let me say this about the game. I think there's a little overreaction on how bad the Falcons looked. I would take their team total over 20 this week. I think they'll get to 21 points. I think they'll get to 3 touchdowns. Now, they might lose by 2 touchdowns, but I think they will get to 21 points. I think we're overreacting to how bad it was. They'll put up some points this year.
That's a good point. It's that might be the lowest number you get them at all year.
Yes.
If you're going team total. So I would lean Atlanta. I don't love it. It's hard to love Atlanta after that showing.
Of course. Where are we going next?
Saints at Panthers. We tweeted out, give us a follow at BetQL Daily. Lining up these week two NFL games in 15 minutes is what we said. So we've had the people weighing in on our poll. Which home dog do you think is live? And over 40% have said the Panthers plus 3.5. The Carolina Panthers are 2-10 against conference opponents while at home over the last 3 years. Is that good? No, it's not. But what would you lay the points here? What are you thinking?
I hope the people are not reacting to a win over the Jets. But this is interesting. I think I'm going to roll with it. I'm going to end up taking Carolina because I know REP Paul Aspen very high on the Panthers this week, getting more than a field goal. It appears, what are we? We're still at 3.5? Yeah, we're still at 3.5.
Yeah, the total is low. 44.5, the total.
Yeah, very low. Look ahead was 1.5. It opened at 2.5, and now we're up to 3.5, which makes sense. Jameis, 5 touchdowns, no interceptions. I don't know that that's all that repeatable. But the big one here is Marshawn Lattimore out for that Saints defense. He had quite the impact against Rodgers and the Packers last week. So I get it. I wish I was getting more points, but I think they're on to something. Carolina plus 3.5. That's a pretty strong look with the way their defense looked.
I think Carolina is the play here in this game, getting the points at home. I said it the other day, we're still dealing with two bottom 10 quarterbacks. Now, maybe Jameis and or Darnold will change that. I still think they're two bottom 10 quarterbacks in the NFL. Maybe they'll change that by the time the season ends and they'll push towards the middle of one or two of these guys. But if I'm getting those kind of quarterbacks, I'll just take the points. Two defenses that played really well last week. You said it, no Lattimore in this game. I think that will make a difference against, you know, a receiving core that's pretty underrated in Carolina. Robbie Anderson could play a little bit. They draft Marshall at LSU. They've got some weapons. I think that the best part of this game is O-line, D-line, right? The Panthers D-line, Saints O-line. That's a great matchup. Give me the points. I think the Panthers could win this game outright.
All right. Yeah, I think
Shall we move on?
Aaron, are you with us 3 for 3? You think Carolina?
Yes.
You think Carolina? Okay. 3 for 3. Makes sense.
I know. Even though I was high on the Saints, I get it. But
hey, you've got to play the week. You can't just say Saints every week. Yeah.
Exactly. Got to be realistic here. Bills at Dolphins. Josh Allen looking for a rebound game. So this will be an interesting one. I like the. This is a tough one. I've gone back and forth. I think I'm going to take the Bills. J.C. Jackson, the Patriot safety, after the game last week, was kind of trashing Tua a little bit, saying that if he doesn't have his first option, if it's not up for grabs right there, that, you know, he's just going to throw it up in the air. I thought that was pretty interesting. So I'm going to take the Bills in this one.
Yeah.
Well, did that line move at all?
Three and a half.
Yeah. I mean, J.C. Jackson obviously listens to BetQL before he goes on his way to practice in the morning, which we appreciate that. I thought Dolphins early in the week. Like, that was my first thought. Like, it's too many points, home dog, probably close game. And that might be the right play. But this stood out to me as I was looking at it last night. Have you seen what Josh Allen has done to the Bills in his career?
Yep.
It's pretty remarkable. Now, I know some of this has been transition, right? Dolphins were bad for a little period there where they just basically tanked. But Josh Allen was also bad, right? So I think it kind of evens itself out. They both kind of...
Well, just look at last year. Dolphins had a great defense.
Yeah, and he tore him apart. So in his career, Josh Allen is 5-1 against the Dolphins. 17 touchdowns, 4 picks, 8.7 yards per attempt. He has torched this football team. I had Miami in my head to start the week. This is probably a stay away from me, but I can't go against Allen with those numbers. He has their number.
I think there are so many themes to this game. Miami is hoping that Tua this year can be what Josh Allen was last year. Yep. Take that enormous leap. The cold weather team playing in a hot weather city, the real feel is going to be 100 degrees at game time on Sunday. How do the players respond there? A lot of them going to be going down. We have a premier matchup. Stephon Diggs, Xavier Howard. That's going to be a fun one to watch. Bill should have won last week. I had the Steelers. I was happy they pulled off the upset, and everybody's high on the Steelers, so maybe I'm going to fade that this week. But they should have won. They had over 120-plus more yards than the Steelers last week. They ran 24 more plays. They were good on third down. The problem is they didn't use play action much. The concern in Buffalo is the offensive line, so we'll see if they can figure that out. The half point is everything here, so... I like the Dolphins. Curious to see if it ends up in my top five in my contest plays. But since I'm getting the hook, as long as you're getting the hook, I would look to Miami, even though those Allen numbers against a terrific Dolphins defense, they are pretty amazing. And even last year when Allen was great, but they also had one of the top defenses in Miami. He was good against them. Game and a half, he had 7 touchdowns, 1 interception.
Yep.
What's the next one? What do we got here? Broncos, Jags. Woo.
This is moving, right?
Every sharp bettor I know is taking the home dog, the heavy home dog.
Moved from 6 to 5.5 last time we checked.
That's why the sharp money's coming in on Jacksonville, and all of the public money, one of the most popular picks of the week with the public, is on the Denver Broncos, because if you impress against the Giants, that means you're a great team, Joe G.
Yeah, I don't know about that. We might have to recalibrate after what we watched last night. A couple of things I'm going to fade here. I'm going to fade Teddy Bridgewater playing that well again. Might have been his career game last week. He was incredible. Really good. And the other thing I Aaron mentioned in our first hour, we talked about the 49ers-Eagles, right? The back-to-back trips east. Now, the Niners did stay. We learned they stayed somewhere in Virginia, West Virginia. They stayed on the East Coast. The Broncos didn't. The Broncos went back to Denver, traveling back to Jacksonville. It feels like this is just a Jaguar spot. Do I think they're going to win the game? I mean, I can't sit here with conviction and say the Jaguars are going to beat the Broncos, but that feels like too many points. 5.5, 6, too many points.
The Jaguars at every part of their offense last week. Yep. Lawrence threw 3 picks. The run game was non-existent. I don't think I feel comfortable taking the dogs in this. No can do.
I understand where you're at. I just look at it and say, okay, this is Jaguars or nothing, and I'm leaning nothing. Are they going to turn it around that much in 1 week? Now, as G said, Broncos are going to come back down to earth a little bit. And if we're talking about teams playing on the East Coast, on the road, back-to-back weeks, the Denver Broncos are in that spot once again. But that Jaguars defense, they can't stop anybody. It got to 6.5 at one point this week. Maybe this is going to climb by the time we get to Sunday, because we know the public, 90-95%, is going to be all over Denver. All right, so that's a look at five more games. We have five more to go. We'll get to later on before we get out of here at noon Eastern time on the BetQL Network. Coming up next, let's talk some player props, help you with your fantasy lineups, DFS, all of it. Odyssey Fantasy Football Insider Josh Norris will drop by. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron H. This is BetQL Daily presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.